our interpretation of the Shabda. We will analyze the Shabda in its entirety to get the big picture perspective, so we do not miss out the main concept being taught by Guruji. See the second and third points in the background knowledge. The Shabda actually a stanza in a slog. In question is stanza 2 of the slog in Shakka 11 of Gaudi Ki War Mahalla Chautha. The war consists of 33 shakke. The body of each shakka contains the main theme, and the corresponding slog clarifies the main theme. We will first get an overview of the pauri. Pauri 11 essentially talks about Gurmukh and Manmukh. The essence of the pauri is, rare are those who meditate on you, and those who don't are relegated to reincarnation. This shakka is also a follow-up from the previous one, which talks about attachment, moh. Those who are attached to family and everything they see, maya. The two stanzas in the slok clarify this further. The first stanza talks about the traits of the manmukh, and the second, the traits of the gurmukh. In the first stanza, the traits, attachment of the manmukh, a follow-up from the previous shakka, and the attachment to maya is so strong that the manmukh tends to stray from respect to or love of the guru. The manmukh practices falsehood and pays the price of no peace. Without doubt, Gurbani is talking about the external actions of the manmukh as a result of the attachment imbued mindset of the manmukh. Clarifying further, one, driven by one of the five evils, vices, attachment, becomes obsessed with maya, externally in one's actions, to his or her own peril. Getting no contentment, santokh in the life, and so being subject to rebirth. This stanza further adds that through the grace of God, one realizes that the Shabad of Gurbani will eliminate this peril. So, clearly, Gurbani is relating activities of both the inner self as well as external actions. The mindset in the inner self manifests as external actions. See first point in background knowledge. The inner self and external actions are intricately linked. Implementation of the teachings of Gurbani have to be in our inner self, and the result will manifest in our external actions. Within this setting, we look at the second stanza, which is of interest in this article. Gur Satgur ka jo sikh akhaye, so palke ut har naam tyave. Udam kare palke prapati, ishnan kare amrit sarnave. Upadesh guru har har jap jape, sab kilvik paap dok leh jave. Phir chade divas gurbani gave, behandiyan uthandiyan har naam tyave. Jo saas ki raas tyaye mera har har, so gur sikh guru man paave. Jisno dayal hove mera swami, तिस गुरसिख गुरु उपदेश सुनावे, जान नानक तूड मांगे तिस गुरसिख की, जो आप जपे अवरे नाम जपावे. The stanza outlines the practices of a true Sikh, a Gurmukh, and starts with a summary statement. The first verse outlining the trait of a Sikh of Guru, Gur Satgur ka jo Sikh akhai. This Sikh will rise tomorrow, so palke uth and meditate on Naam. Hara Naam te aave. Clearly, this first verse is stating what the Sikh is to do tomorrow. This verse is talking about what should be the daily practice of a Sikh and states two key points, that is, get up or arise tomorrow. Note, this does not specify any time, and meditate on Naam. The next verse goes on to state the process. It explains details of the arise tomorrow, that is, make effort to arise tomorrow before dawn. Udam kare palke parpati. What happens next? Look at personal hygiene and cleanliness with a bath. Snan kare. The benefits of bath have been pointed out in the background knowledge point 4. This will put us in good state for the next step. Now that the external actions are completed, the inner self is cleaned. How? By bathing, we clean our inner self in the pool of nectar. Amrit Sar Naave. What does this pool of nectar mean? The next verse gives the answer. The pool of nectar is the instructions of Guru, Updesh Guru, to recite the Naam, Har Har Jap Jape. What is cleaned by bathing? The action of bathing here is metaphorically meant to clean or get rid of. Our misdeeds and sins will be cleaned. Sab kilvik paap dok leh jave. In the sense that our mindset will change, moving from action associated with the five evils to those associated with five virtues. So, up to this point, we have cleaned our outer or physical self as well as our inner self. What happens next? We continue reciting Naam, and then when the sun rises, we sing Gurbani. Phir chade divas Gurbani gaave. Is that all? No. We have to meditate on God. Har Naam te aave. At all times. Behendeyan uthandeyan. How do we do this? Don't we have to go to work? Yes. We go to work. But we must remember God. Tiaye mera har har. At every breath, saas, and piece of food we eat, giras. So even while at work, we keep the presence of God in our mind and inner self. What is the result of doing this to the Gursikh? This Gursikh, he or she will be pleasing to Guru's mind, Guru Manapave, and God will be compassionate to this Gursikh. Jisno Dayal Hove Mera Swami. And the Gursikh will be endowed with the teachings of our Guru. This Gursikh Guru Upadesh Sunave. What then? The Gursikh Jo should keep meditating, as we have seen above, daily. Aap Jape, and also teach others to do the same. Avare Naam Japave. And Guru Nanak says, one should beg for the dust of the feet. जानतूड मंगे ऑफ दिस गुरसिख, दिस गुरसिख की. हियर बेगिंग फॉर द डस्ट ऑफ द फीड इज मेटाफोरिकली यूज्ड टू मीन दैट वन शुड होल्ड सच अ गुरसिख इन हाई एस्टीम. सो वी सी हाउ इजिली द मीनिंग एंड गुरुज टीचिंग इज अंडरस्टूड. द शक्का talks about the traits of the Manmukh and Gurmukh, and the second stanza of the slok outlines the responsibility of one who wants to be as well as the result of one who becomes a Gursikh. Summary: a true Sikh will arise every morning before dawn, take a bath and recite Naam. Then sing Gurbani as dawn breaks and goes on to daily duties, all the time keeping God's presence in the mind.